us right now on the Israeli consulate Twitter account people that usually we couldn't reach. What's the next step? Jack was asking what we can do with Twitter in order to promote democracy. How Twitter can promote democracy. And I think, if I'm talking now about the Middle East, if I'm talking now about the region we live in, there is a lot of space, there is a lot of room to increase dialogue between people. And I think Twitter is the best platform to do that. We can bypass governments, people can speak one to the other, even in an area, in a region where in some Arab countries it's forbidden to speak to foreigners, but still it's possible to do it through Twitter. So we built this platform of Tweet for Peace, in which we would like to promote, and I say we, not as the Israeli government. I think it's important to promote three topics in our region. First one is environment. Second is minority rights. And third, it's education. And Tweet for Peace, the website, the idea behind it, is to promote these three topics in our region. And only by letting people to speak one to each other. Because I believe that only through a dialogue, I believe that only through talking and getting to know each other, people in our area can reach a better future. Maybe one day they also can reach peace. Now, coming back to the